Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a very special guest in the studio. Please welcome singer-songwriter Brandon Jenner on the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
What's going
Thank
on?
You. Do you like how it just turns on once it's like, go, it's action. We just like turn on.
We're the same people off the air.
It's true.
It felt really good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I liked the intro and thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's nice to see you doing your music. I actually met you when in your previous music iteration. Mm-hmm. So now you're solo.
Yes, that's true.
And what's that been like for you to move into that new life and wave of music for yourself?
It's been great. It's been very freeing. I feel like I get to kind of say whatever it is that I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The curtain is up. I just am really exposing myself in a beautiful way, being vulnerable. Saying some of the things that I really wasn't always, didn't give myself the license to be able to say.
Why? Why did you feel like you were holding yourself back?
I think we all do it. I think we keep ourselves from saying what we really think a lot of the times. And out of fear.
I should learn from that.
well, we filter everything we say through the opinions of others, right? We're always worried about how other people are going to take what we say. And so I kind of let myself free of that recently. Mm. And I'm not concerned about how, whether it's people close to me or the public takes what I say.
Was
I'm just
going to
say very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much. Very much so.
Now, Brandon Jenner is, of course, part of the Jenner clan. We need to mention it. Caitlyn Jenner, we are an LGBTQ+ mm-hmm. Music talk station. Mm-hmm. Of course.
If you couldn't tell by all the gay flags.
Yes, there are gay flags everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And Caitlyn Jenner is your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's great to have you here. And I guess being part of a family like that and doing your own music, how has things changed for you?
Well, things have changed for me a lot. I mean, more than my dad transitioning, just the rise of Keeping Up with Kardashians has changed the idea of what the last name Jenner, what kind of a person I'm going to be, I would say. Because, when I was a kid, I would hand my driver's license to somebody or my ID when I was younger, and somebody would look at it and say, oh, are you Bruce Jenner's kid, right? And they would want to shake my hand. They said, I watched your dad in the Olympics in the 70s. And wow, what a hero. And it was, this real sense of pride. And then, especially with music, something that isn't my artistry that I take so seriously, I sometimes almost am a little ashamed of it because I feel like people are going to have this preconceived notion that I'm just kind of like a spoiled kid that doesn't really have anything to say, right?
Yeah.
And hasn't struggled in their life. The musicians and the songwriters that I've always been inspired by are people that have at least some sort of struggle in their life, or they're coming from some place of understanding. And, I grew up in a very interesting part of the world. I think I have a unique perspective, but I've struggled just like a lot of other people have in different ways on an emotional level. And,
of course.
Right. So I've gone through a lot of those things. So it's, the last name Jenner, I think, has a very different, when people hear it for the first time or they hear my last name Jenner, I think that they're quicker to write me off and not necessarily even want to give my music a chance because of it.
Do you feel like, especially, we even talked here about kind of obviously the whole like new reboot of like The Hills coming out and then Brody, and Brody kind of got some backlash when it came to the idea of like misgendering, Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Caitlyn saying that she wasn't going to have her children call her like, mom, or like it was just dad. I wanted to know that perspective because a lot of times we don't hear that perspective from like people that have trans parents. How does that affect kind of your learning process? And was it tough for you kind of to readjust?
I always want to be respectful of the norm and what people expect. And
of
I always
course.
Want to be sensitive to everybody. And by no means am I an expert on the subject. I only have my own personal experience. And in my own personal experience, this was a conversation that I had with dad, which was, you can still call me dad. I still kind of like, there's a there's a part of me that relates to being your father at one point in my life, and you can still call me dad. You know, and so that's the understanding that we have with each other, which makes sense. And so I think that that's correct.
Yeah, it's right? just
and
the world that puts so much on you. I feel like yeah. a responsibility.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. And I'm sensitive to that. And I understand. By no means do you ever want to make anybody feel bad or, you know, yeah. put that pit in somebody's stomach.
I feel like it's unfair, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, we thought it was a bit unfair because, how dare them say, like, it's not as if you guys didn't have the conversation. Yeah. Like, of course you know how to say and explain yeah. who this person is in your life.
Exactly.
Come on.
And we're in a completely different time period. You know, I think the whole ideas of really talking about people's pronouns and the whole non-binary, gender non-conforming community, it's so new that I think we have to allow people to, one, learn and educate, but not tear them down if they get one thing wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you teach through encouragement, not by tearing somebody
exactly.
down, right? So if somebody screws up, it's, hey, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we try to do. And I do that even with my family when, you know, brothers or sisters, you know, they slip up here and there and stuff like that. You know, I do encourage them
yeah.
to use the pronoun that my dad would prefer. But, it, you know, accidents happen and people yeah. slip up and, you know, you shouldn't shame them for it. You know, there's not an ill intentioned.
Okay. Can I just say Brandon Jenner is like the most.
Very nice.
I feel like I'm like in love.
Well, now I'm going to shut down completely because I'm being praised.
Yeah.
And
no,
I don't take
it's
that
like,
well,
you don't like
that's
praise.
Nice.
You got to
really?
No, it's nice.
Acknowledgement.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. I have a tough time taking like, yeah.
Has ever all of this kind of made you even more shy?
No, I've always been more shy than I am now. I mean, that's a feeling that I recognize within myself yeah. that I try to teach myself. No, it's okay to take a compliment because when somebody gives you a compliment, when you receive it, you make them feel better too for giving you that compliment. If you shut down and shy away from it,
yeah.
you're not completing this, you know, circle of gratitude, right?
Yes, of gratitude.
Well, it's true.
That's like Shira's like that's her turtle button. She's like, yes,
yeah.
You say about gratitude, I'm like, hello.
Okay, cool.
No, but I think it's also a way to kind of sabotage yourself from getting any more love, but that's a whole other thing. Anyway.
That's true. And
we don't need to get
into this.
Let's just turn it to a TED Talk.
You know, I'm also somebody that a lot of attention has always been, there's been a lot of attention put on my family, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've always wanted the attention that I get to be based on my craft, something that I've focused really hard on. So, I mean, I've had my head down. My mom jokes about, you know, when I was younger, she used to have to slide food under the door because I would just work all night. I'd be in the studio. I got super, super pale. I was never in the sun. My hair was all grown out. Big long
yeah.
beard because all I wanted to do was develop my craft so that when I finally came out and said, hey, this is what I have to share, it's something that you couldn't ignore.
Yeah.
You know, if I did get my music in front of somebody's ears, irrespective of my last name, they
uh-huh.
would say, oh, this is something I should pay attention to. Wow, I misjudged. And actually, people really like that. I like that when I misjudge somebody and then when I finally get to meet them or whatever and they're completely opposite of what I thought they would be. I champion that person.
But I will say this, anytime you've been on television, it's the same person that I'm seeing now. I'm actually very excited to see that. And because oftentimes you feel like people are on television, they give you what everyone else wants to see.
Mm.
But for you and me meeting you here personally, it really feels like, oh, that is Brandon on screen and off screen.
It's good to know. I've actually never seen myself on screen.
I don't watch the shows?
No, I make it a point to not. For a couple of reasons. One, I want my experience to just, like, even in this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily go home and listen to this
yeah.
because I want
you
the
ex- will. It's memorable.
But I want the experience to be hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
I want it to be a human connection. I don't want to perceive it the way other people are hearing it on the other
yeah.
end of the radio,
yeah.
right? And the same thing goes with TV. And not only that, but especially in reality shows, the producers have a way of writing a narrative around a show that can actually begin to show up in your life, right? So in your real
life.
It's
like to creep in. It's
well,
like,
for sure.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
if they paint you as a villain and they paint your, you know,
yeah.
whoever, your partner as like, as the hero,
yeah.
you guys are going to go home and you're going to be laying in bed or sitting on the couch or whatever, and you're going to begin to believe
yeah.
the BS that you saw on TV. So, you know, I don't even want that to be a part of my life. It's okay. The way, however people receive it is cool, but I want my experience to be, I show up, I connect with somebody, which is typically what I do on reality TV, whether it be Brody or my family. We have conversations that we wouldn't normally have, which is good. it's an opportunity to kind of dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
And then I go home and that's where I leave it. I don't want that whatever narrative they twist it into, I don't want that to leak into my real life at all.
Yeah.
Again, Brandon Jenner is right now with us, singer, songwriter. I think that's interesting. You're like, we have great conversations. Because you guys do a lot of reality TV as a family, do you find like you're like, that becomes the time you spend together instead of actually making, you know what I mean, meetups to hang out?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
At least you're getting paid for it, honey.
Absolutely.
I would love to get paid to hang out with my family.
That's true. Yeah. No, but there are some times like that where you're like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. And there's somebody watching us. And there's a bunch of people, you know, there's a camera on us. So it's like, you know, when do we get to just hang?
So let's switch gears because I really want to dive into this new single.
Okay.
I'm very excited, Death of Me. I want you to kind of lead in. Tell us a little bit more about that song and what kind of went into the process of that. And then we're going to play a clip.
Yeah, I literally was in my studio one afternoon, just wanted to write something that was simple and fun and very groove-based. And so I started playing the riff on my guitar. I went for a walk, put headphones in, and listened to it and wrote the lyric, on a 20-minute walk or something. And, you know, it's just basically about not getting everything that you want and knowing that we have desires in life, but having some perspective and to know that those desires would lead to, less of a good future, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want to give in to all of the desires that you have. You want to kind of plan accordingly, and you know we all struggle with some of those things in our mind. It's easy to take the immediately fun path.
I mean, we all get that.
Yeah,
right? Honey, I love a fun path.
And it's about it's about sex. It's about like urges. It's about having a sexual urge, but knowing that would be a big mistake, and so backing off. So that's really all the song is about.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. Check.
My emotions are swimming through the oceans on the hunt for something to eat. Feeling kind of naughty, they circle around your body, so entranced by your heartbeat. They inch a little closer, creep a little lower on the now that comes after three. If they moving for the slaughter, cloud up all the waters, I know you'd be the death of me. You'd be the death of me.
That's a clip of Death of Me. Brandon Jenner, who's in studio with us. That's a good beat, man.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
say like the sexual feelings that you feel like they shouldn't sometimes be like, you shouldn't go for them. But how do you know unless you go?
That was poetic.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Seuss. I'll write your next song. You're welcome.
Well, because you're in a relationship and you know that it would ruin
your relationship. Oh, you're talking about cheating.
This is like a cheat, like you go outside of, like you just have lust with while
you're... it's like being, you know, knowing that you're in a great relationship and just having an urge that wouldn't go past, you know, not necessarily on an emotional level, but just a physical urge that you know you should not act upon.
Oh, that changes everything.
Does it?
Yeah, because I didn't realize that you, I guess the person in that song is kind of in a relationship and they're dealing with temptations around them. Mm. But I guess if you're not in a relationship and there's just someone that you just have that connection with, sometimes it's like, shouldn't you go for it and see what it is?
True, for sure.
You know what I talked about recently with someone, how like it's always the people that you're super attracted to at first. The relationships never happen. It's always the people that you have to work towards.
I always say I can't date a super attractive person, to be honest.
Yeah, because
your brain, because one, I'm fighting everybody that's looking at him, and then two, I just feel like super attractive people kind of come through with a privilege where they're like, they're used to attention.
Oh, they're not gonna work.
I like tearing people down.
Did you say
a little
date
bit
or marry? I don't
just
know.
Just dating or marry or even having fun with on that
really?
Type of like, I don't want them to be overly attractive. Wow. Like, if you look like a model, I can't
right.
do it.
I love that. Even a short term thing, you know?
Yeah,
good
no.
to know. DM him if you're not an attractive guy.
Yep,
yes, slay God.
Why not? Look, somebody gotta love you.
Oh my God. Brandon Jenner, you're also, you have an upcoming performance, K Rock's Beach Cleanup Concert Series at Aviator Nation in Venice, June 30th to support Surf Rider Foundation. That's cool. Also mm-hmm. performing at the Malibu Inn on July 13th. If you're in Los Angeles, what else is coming up for you? What can fans and people expect?
Well, I'll have to pull out my schedule.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing a trip. I'm going to Lanai actually this week. I'm doing a show at the Four Seasons out there. They're, I'm doing like a night out there, and then I come cool. back, and then going to Scandinavia more towards the end of the year to do some touring.
Cool.
But
wow.
But a lot, you know. Really, I spend a lot of my time writing music. I spend a lot of time around my house. I have a garden. I grow a lot of my food. I have chickens and stuff. So
nice.
I live a pretty simple life. And
are
kind
you
of a
single?
Life of, no, I'm not single. I've
okay, person. Cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend.
That's okay.
I'm asking for a friend.
By the way, you know,
sure you got lots of friends.
You know,
I do.
Yeah.
They're really cute, too, by the way.
By the way, Brandon, you know, gardening actually has been proven to allow you to live till 100 right now, a new study shows.
Really?
So there you go.
Because you're eating dirt. And you're getting the B12, right? Did I say
yeah.
that right?
Hey, something's going on.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to be picking right out of the garden and eating food. It's true. Do you mean that?
Yeah, no, I swear. I'll show you the link after.
Okay.
So actually,
you're running out of time.
Yeah.
Since we're running out of time, we are actually going to. We should play the song. Can we play it?
Yes.
So we're gonna. We just got a cool message from our program director.
Oh,
he loves
breaking
the song,
news!
Oh, cool.
And he wants us to play the entire thing.
I love that.
And
that's great.
And
well,
check
that's
out
great news.
The new solo EP, Plan On Feelings, out now. And this is Death of Me. She needs Vanessa.
Oh, cool. I would love to continue to talk to you.
The program director is probably just trying to get me to stop talking. That's what
no,
I'm
he
saying.
Actually
just play his music and get him out of here.
I think it's great because he doesn't do that often.
No, he doesn't.
And so this is, it must be a moment where, for you especially, I guess, moving forward into this new era, one last question of like Brandon Jenner, what do you want people to take from you? Like, what do you want people to learn the most about who you are as a person?
Really just that I'm a normal person, that I'm somebody that is, you know, that even though I might have this a certain label that comes with my last name and an idea of who I am, that I'm just a really normal person that is deeply passionate about my craft and deeply passionate about helping people. Mm-hmm. You know, I get messages where people say that my music has helped them process something, whether they've lost somebody in their life. And, you know, I don't know if my music will ever make a real difference in the world, but I do know for sure that it helps people get through the night sometimes, and that it helps them process emotions and things that are going on, which music did for me when I was young. And so, you know, I'm deeply passionate about my craft, and I just want people to know that I'm serious about what I do. This isn't just some kind of fluky thing that I'm trying to spin a music career out
no,
of some
totally.
Reality career. No,
it's
the
not
reality
like you're a YouTuber.
The reality TV thing just infiltrated my entire life and my entire family. It's true.
I just as we wrap up, you said, you know, helping people is important. Do you have a lot of kids of trans parents reaching out to you just to be like, do you have an advice? I know it can be difficult for some.
No, I do. I do, and I do the best I can to just listen, you know, when I can, and I actually turn a lot of people on to my dad. There's a lot of times where my dad's really great about that, about having personal connections with people that are going through stuff.
And I feel like Caitlin also has learned a lot about, because she came
absolutely.
From such a privileged lifestyle that I feel like it took her a minute to really transition her mind and learn that this is not just a one step that it just happens.
It's important to remember. So my dad physically tried to convince everybody else that she was a man.
Yeah.
That was I'm going to be the manliest man, because if I can convince everybody else, I can convince myself, right? Alcoholics do that. People do that. So massive overcompensation. Well, you could call it what it is, but I'm going to go out and become the best athlete in the world and be the most extreme version of a man. My dad also in her life led a life, like her life politically, yeah. emotionally, the people she surrounded with was also that compensation.
Oh, for sure.
She was the antithesis of somebody that would be trans or had the beliefs that of somebody that would be. And in order to kind of protect this thing and to convince herself that to bury it down. And so there was a lot that needed to be learned.
Oh, for sure. Right? And that's why I feel like it's so important, like we said earlier, is to not feel like you have to tear everyone down, because we're in such this weird culture, like cancel culture, where it just feels like no one can learn. And it's honestly, especially with huge platforms, have you ever dealt with the moments where you're just like, I want to say something, but maybe I'm not going to because I know the response can just be...
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. I was just talking about it with somebody yesterday that our fear is actually a really good indicator of exactly what we should be doing. If we're scared to do something, it means that's where all the growth lies. You know, if it's the easy path, there's no growth there. It's easy. We're going to conserve energy. We're not going to be challenged. We're not going to fail. All that stuff. So, you know, when you have something in front of you that scares you, that isn't dangerous or reckless, that you identify as just, this scares me because of my own insecurities and my fear about how people are going to see me, it's a great indicator that that's exactly what you should be doing in your life. Point the ship in that direction, and you're going to grow a lot.
Well, Brandon Jenner, thank you so much for being here.
Can we go to Joshua Tree all together and do ayahuasca?
Crystal,
it's time. It's time.
I feel it.
Okay, now here's Death of Me, Brandon Jenner, right here on Channel Q.